on the Tiger Sports Network. This is Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q in Hayes. The Golden Q, dining, billiards, and more at 809 Ash. The Golden Q. If the game is on, we're open. Tiger Talk is also brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, providing the best in-home loans to the Tiger community since 1920. BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. And G&L Tire and Automotive, complete automotive care and tires for all driving conditions. 201 East 8th on the Bricks in downtown Hayes. Now, the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good Monday, and welcome into Tiger Talk here along the Tiger Sports Network. This is Gerard Welbrock. It's our final show of the spring. We'll be wrapping up our chats with softball coach Adrian Pilkington and baseball coach Jared Gadale today. The Tiger softball team gearing up for the MIAA tournament back in the field after their 2-2 road weekend. We'll talk about their two wins at Newman, the sweep at the hands of Central Oklahoma, and now getting set to take on Rogers State in a first-round best-of-three series beginning Friday afternoon in Claremore, Oklahoma. Baseball had a rough weekend. They lose 3 at Emporia State. Mathematically still alive for the MIAA tournament, but going to need to have a good weekend here at home as they close it out with Newman and get some help from either Emporia State or, well, in fact, from both Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State if they're going to get in to the conference postseason tournament. We're live at the Golden Q in Hayes. They have over 35 TVs, so you'll never miss a moment of the big game. Of course, their Monday food special, the grilled cheeseburger for just $7.99 with the fries and drink, and they have a loaded baked potato soup as well. So stop on by here at the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll hear from head softball coach Adrian Pilkington. You're tuned into Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger, but the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try the Burger of the Month. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily, and there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. College pros, they have what you want to watch. Gather with friends and enjoy the coldest beers on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes. Stop in today. They're open.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too. At G&L Tire, you will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the Bricks, downtown Hayes.
Trailer repairs, trailer parts for all types of trailers. See Steel Fabrications on East Highway 40 in Hayes. The Iron Men of Western Kansas do it all. Lights, bearings, seals, hubs, spindles, axles, boat trailers, campers, livestock car trailers, enclosed trailers. And now they're your Pronghorn flatbed dealer. Lots of storage and compartments with slide-out drawers and trays on this flatbed. Pronghorn flatbeds are manufactured locally, and Steel Fabrications can sell and install for you. Stop by on East Highway 40 in Hayes. Steel Fabrications.
You want to have fun this summer, but fun costs money. How do you get money? You get a job, but not just any job. You get a job where you can make people happy. And tacos make people happy, so get a job at the Taco Shop. The Taco Shop is now hiring for all shifts and positions, and their pay starts at $10 per hour. Pick up an application at 333 West 8th Street or print one off at tacoshop.net.
You never had it so good.
And welcome back to Tiger Talk. Gerard Welbrock with you, live for the Golden Q in Hayes, final program of the year. We'd like to thank the Golden Q for hosting Tiger Talk. Certainly wasn't the normal program with the coaches remote via Zoom, but glad to pull it off and talk some Fort A State athletics throughout the, I guess, basketball and baseball and softball season with no football. Hopefully we'll be back here next fall and back to a normal schedule with coaches live and talking some football in the fall. But wrapping up softball right now, Adrian Pilkington joins us. The Tigers go 500 on the road this weekend. Got a couple of wins at Newman on Friday, 6-2 and 9-1. Then lost to the conference leader Central Oklahoma, ranked 13th in the country. Saturday, 5-3 and 8-1. So they finished the regular season 24-20, 17-9 in the MIAA, and back to the conference tournament. Which I guess when you look at things, Coach, 24 wins. Matches the 24 you had 2 years ago, just the second time in quite a while you've had that many. 17 conference wins, most since 2014, and you finished fifth. You were right there for a top four finish, but your highest finish in the MIAA since 2014, back to the conference tournament. So even though it didn't quite end the regular season the way you wanted to Saturday in Edmond, still accomplished a lot this regular season as you now shift, I guess, your mind frame and everything to that postseason mode.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I talked about to the kids on Saturday. You know, we came out of there, obviously not with the outcomes we wanted, but it's just time to hit the reset button and refocus. And now it doesn't matter. It's what we do the next three games that matter. So that's how we're going to attack it, and that's our focus moving forward.
Well, you got it started on Friday at Newman, a team that has been struggling next to last in the league and by and large has took care of business, 6-2 and 9-1. And those are always scary games because certainly, as we talked last week, Newman's capable. One of their conference wins was against Central Oklahoma. But kudos to your gals, took care of business and got those two victories on Friday.
Yeah, I think we went in and set the tone. Obviously, offensively did some good things that helped us out, you know, confidence-wise throughout the, you know, the doubleheader as a whole. So, you know, they're not a bad team. They do some things well. They just don't pitch very well. So, you know, if you can't do that, you're going to struggle. But, you know, I think for myself, I was almost more nervous at the Newman games than I was the UCO ones.
So. Yeah, you see, I mean, not surprised. I mean, those are the ones that drive you crazy because they're must wins. You had to win those games if you're going to have a chance to be in, you know, a top four finish. If you drop one of those, it's not going to happen. And you took care of business. And I mean, as you said, they were hanging around that first game, but then a three-run fifth inning helped you build a 4-0 lead, gave you a little bit of breathing room there.
Yeah, you give a little bit of insurance there, and you can go out and play a little bit more free for sure. You know, get the momentum back, do the little things there that helps you.
And then when they score their two runs, I mean, they're in the game. I thought it's important. You, for the most part, your team's done a good job of this. You had an answer next half inning, top of the seventh, to get those two runs back, to get that cushion back up to four runs.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see the bats going a little bit this weekend. You know, they did the right things at the plate. They had good approaches, and we were able to barrel some balls. So we were able to get a little bit of confidence back offensively.
Complete game win for Michael Ann Nelson. Two runs, seven hits. Struck out 12 and walked only one. Pitched pretty well in that one.
Yeah, she threw a good game for him. She, you know, she attacked him. She went up there and challenged the hitters, and, you know, they couldn't answer the call. She definitely overpowered them.
Game two, you win 9-1 in five innings. Had a 2-0 lead, and then kind of blew it open. 3 in the fourth, and 4 in the fifth inning. And big innings haven't always been easy for this squad, but it's nice to see you guys put some together in that game.
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that we try to focus on. You know, every game we try to, you know, push the kids. Let's have one big inning. You know, you don't have to, you know, do a lot. Just chip away, have a big inning. It just helps with just your confidence and the way that you take the defense. But I think that might have been our first run rule on the season. I can't quite say for
sure.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah.
It's just not something we do a lot of. You know, our offensive production and our firepower is, you know, not that of some others. We're singles and doubles and chip away kind of offense, so it was nice to see them kind of bust one open and go take it.
Yeah, won it in five and had big days. Lauren Beggs, Katie Adler, both 3 of 3, both drove in two. Sarah Breckbill drove in a couple of runs. As you said, had a few players have some big games at the plate.
Yeah, and it was much needed. It's just, you know, you go in there and you have a big game, you go 3 for 3, 2 for 4, you get some ribbies or you have a big hit. You know, it just does a lot for your psyche at the plate.
And then Haley, one run, 3 hits, struck out 7, walked 1. Kind of a typical Haley Chapman type game.
Yeah, I mean, Haley's going to give up her hits. It's just a matter of doing little things to minimize the damage and, you know, not let those hits turn into runs. But she threw a great game, and, you know, I was glad that she only had to throw five innings of it.
Well, then you came back, and obviously a big challenge with Central Oklahoma, 13th in the country. They're leading the MIAA and have the lead going into the finale today with still a couple of games between Central Missouri and Washburn to be played. And you lose the opener 5-3. I mean, you still had a chance to make a run at an outright or a league regular season championship. And by that first game, you're right there. You lose 5-3. Really had one good scoring chance and leave them loaded. You got a few runs across, but could have been more. But gave them a pretty good run, just couldn't quite get the job done in that first game.
Yeah, I mean, we made a couple mistakes that were costly for us, you know, gave them a run or two. And, you know, the other thing is you got to be able to have that big push when you have opportunities, because against a good team, you don't know, you know, how often those opportunities are going to come. So you got to take advantage.
Yeah, Breckville gets a two-run homer. They had the bases loaded, two outs, and just couldn't get that big pitch. Looked like you had her on the ropes, their pitcher, but just couldn't get one to drop.
Yeah, she had a little stretch there where she struggled with our lefties, so I thought we were in, you know, a good spot to, you know, put together a good at bat and possibly get some runs plated there, but obviously that just didn't work out in our favor.
Michael Land, just 3 1/3, 5 runs, 4 earned, 4 hits, struck out 3, walked 3, obviously wasn't her best performance, and going up against a team like Central Oklahoma, you needed both your pitchers to be on point on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's tough, too. I mean, you're coming off, obviously, you know, throwing a full game, or, well, obviously Haley didn't throw a full game, but you're coming off throwing full games on Friday, and then you got to come in and you got to face, you know, a potent offense such as Central Oklahoma. So it's a little bit hard when you're not fresh. Obviously, you'd like to kind of get them day one and see how your kids can challenge them, but, you know, we kind of had a bad time to play them. They were playing for, you know, to solidify their conference title. So it was just kind of timing a little bit, I think, too. You know, if you get them at a different time, I think maybe we put a little bit better performance together, at least both games.
Yeah, kind of the old adage, not always who you play, it's when you play them, and that was certainly the case. And in game two, just one of those games. Haven't had a lot of them this year, but 8-1. They hit 3 home runs in the game, couple of them in the first inning, and just kind of they're too good to dig a hole like that to dig out of and then have a chance to win, especially when you're in Edmond.
You just have to be mistake-free when you play against good teams, and we weren't that. You know, we like I said, we made a couple defensive mistakes. We made a couple pitching mistakes where we left the ball, you know, up in the zone, and you just can't afford to do it there.
Yeah, hell, and give them credit. You guys, it's kind of a combination. Wasn't a great day for Haley. 12 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, but you only had 3 hits as well. So neither side was working there for you.
Yeah, I mean, those needed to be, you know, 2-3-0 games, you know, for us, and they just weren't. And, you know, I think we did put together some good at-bats. We couldn't necessarily string them all together. But, you know, it was a lot of pressure, you know, playing them in the situation that they're in, us playing in the situation we're in. You know, 2 wins gets you tied for the top seed or where we're at now in the 5th. And so it's kind of crazy how it all worked out, where 2 games ended up being, you know, that decisive. But, you know, it's a spot that the kids haven't been in for a long time. And I think there's obviously lessons to be learned from it. I think there's growth to be gained from it. But it was just kind of an accumulation of a lot of things.
And that's funny, because you can talk about it and you can do the best as much as you can to prepare them. But as a player, you have to go through it, because, I mean, you can hear it all the talk, but when you're in the heat of the battle, you're in the midst of a game, those nerves flare up, and just how you handle those situations, you have to go through it. And you're facing a Central Oklahoma team that's been, you know, they've had some great runs in softball, won a national championship. So yeah. They've had a program. They've been in these situations before, and hopefully now, and hopefully you're in this one again next year, that for those who are going to be back, this will be a good learning experience that they can fall back on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have experience in these scenarios. They were focused. They were sharp. You know, they came at us hard and fast from inning one. And, you know, it's just something that we needed to understand, the efforts that they were going to put forth and how we kind of combat them as a team, and understand that, hey, they're going to barrel some balls. They're going to hit them hard. They're going to find some holes. It's just a matter of how we can minimize that damage and control what we can control and do our part. And, you know, again, it's just, it was tough timing. It was kind of a perfect storm, but you know what? I'm proud of the kids and it's just time to refocus.
So Kristen Reed was back in the lineup. That was a good sign after the spill she took. How did she perform? Because when you take a spike to the face, that's tough as much mentally as obviously the pain physically.
Yeah, you know, I think she handled it well. You know, we were a little bit uncertain, you know, going in, but I think she just kind of took it in stride. It's like we talked about, you know, you field X amount of balls, you catch X amount of balls, hit X amount of balls, and how often have you gotten a cleat to the face, you know? Yeah. So one time out of thousands and thousands. So I think she took it in stride and she did, you know, a pretty nice job for us, obviously coming back off that.
Well, that fills a spot. I mean, just in the lineup, but defensively and all, I mean, there's a reason she was a starter. I mean, she makes you a better team.
Yeah, she does. And, you know, obviously makes some grabs at first base. You know, I think the kids that we put in there to kind of fill the void, you know, did a good job for us. You know, they worked hard at it. It's just they don't have the reps that, you know, our starters have had in those spots. So, you know, we appreciate the efforts. But, yeah, it was nice to have somebody back there that was not foreign to the position.
Well, the Tigers now get set to take on Rogers State, a fairly familiar opponent. Wasn't too long ago they played a doubleheader out at the Tiger Stadium, and the two teams split. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll preview this Friday's conference tournament, Fort Hays State and Rogers State and Claremore, and the new format the MIAA is using this year. We'll do that when we return. We're live at the Golden Q, where they have 35 TVs, so you'll never miss the big game. And it's Monday, so that means the burger special is one of the all-time favorites, the grilled cheeseburger with fries and a drink. So stop on by the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. More with softball coach Adrian Pilkington as Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hays is the home of the famous Q Burger, but the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try the Burger of the Month. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily, and there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hays. College to pros, they have what you want to watch. Gather with friends and enjoy the coldest beers on tap.
Oh.
Along with many other cold beverages available. The Golden Q, 809 Ash and Hays. Stop in today. They're open.
Kansas weather can be very unpredictable. That's why during the month of May, Heartland Building Center is not only marking down select BIN exterior, but also BIN interior paint by Benjamin Moore. Our paint department has been mixing Benjamin Moore paint for a generation now. There are products we are proud of and stand behind. No matter the weather, come to Heartland Building Center, where you'll find a full-service paint department that can help you build for the future.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too. At G&L Tire, you will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks, downtown Hays.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back to Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q, talking Fort Hays State softball with head coach Adrian Pilkington. The Tigers gearing up for the MIAA tournament. A little bit different format this year. First round, best of threes. Baseball did this, and they're going to do it again this year, but several years back, it's been a while now, but a little bit different. Instead of the normal eight-team double elimination, a first round best of three series, and due to COVID, I guess it'll be interesting to see how if this is liked and if this is adapted in the future, but obviously a little bit different here the way they're going to do the format this year.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think I'd like it a lot better if we were at home.
Well, I hear you there.
But, you know, I think it could be fun. I mean, it's a change of pace. And, you know, you get to kind of see who the true top four teams are that come out of it. So maybe you're getting just a little bit more, you know, true perspective of who should be coming out and going to your postseason.
Well, I guess it's technically not official because the brackets are not out. Still waiting for Central Missouri and Washburn to play a doubleheader this afternoon to finish the regular season. And the Jennies just have a chance with two wins to catch UCO at the top of the conference standings. But with that said, I mean, you're the 5 seed. Roger State's the 4 seed, even though it's not officially out. Nothing's going to change there. So you just played them not too long ago. It was a great doubleheader at Tiger Stadium about a little over 2 weeks ago. You split. Lost 2-0 and won 3-1. And I guess you look at this on paper, as we talked then when you played them the first go around, pretty evenly matched. Two teams with some really, really good pitching. This should be a good series.
Yeah, it definitely should. I mean, again, you go into it and it's probably going to be a pitcher's duel. So, you know, it's just going to be kind of who's fresh and, you know, who feels good and who has the best, you know, approach at the plate.
Andrea Morales, obviously. One of the key figures, she got 9 strikeouts, no walks, a 4-hitter in that 2-0 game 1 victory. A veteran, she's been through this a lot, one of the top pitchers in the MIAA, really, really good. What's made her so good, as you've been able to tell throughout her career?
Oh, she's got a really good rise ball. You know, it's just tough. And she throws a nice screwball. And so when it comes out of the hand, it's really hard to tell the difference between whether it's going to, you know, come in or come up. So that's kind of the main thing. It's just a little bit puzzling to some, but, you know, we're just going to kind of adjust our approach a little bit and see if we can, you know, do a little bit better job of putting together quality at bats at the plate.
That's good to ask you. I mean, you lost that game 2-0. Were you happy with your approaches when you faced her the first time?
Yeah, I was happy with the way that we took our at bats. I was also happy with the adjustments that our hitters started to make progressively as the game went on. It's just a matter of, you know, the thing, she spins the ball well. And so if you're not getting center, it's easy to produce an out. So it's just a matter of, we really are going to have to kind of hit the ball on the screws, to be able to find holes, because if you're getting those miss hits, a lot of times they're just, you know, pop-ups.
Yeah, and you won the second game 3-1. I was back on April 23rd, and all of it with Elise Capper's 3-run home run. And that was kind of the difference. It'll be interesting to see what they do pitching-wise. But, you know, you'll have the doubleheader for sure on Friday, and one of those is going to be a must-win. Hopefully you're in a position where it's a must-win for them and your chance to move on. But a little bit different feel, and kind of we talked about with the Central Oklahoma series. Hopefully you can draw from that, because this will have a similar feel, but even a little more urgency because your season's on the line.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, we've got to have the right approach going in. Again, we're just kind of going in, trying to hit the reset button and refocus. You know, we did that coming out of regular season. You know, we went preseason, we hit the conference stretch, you know, we hit the reset button, and we really focused it, kind of the body of work that we had to do. So that's kind of the goal going into this. We got to focus for 3 games. You know, it'll be a strategy thing. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how they throw us. And, you know, Morales threw 2 games versus Washburn over the weekend. She threw both doubleheaders. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they play it, and see how she throws, coming off of, you know, a larger, you know, body of work over the weekend coming into our stretch.
Yeah, it's the time of the year. You find a way, you do what you have to do to get wins. What does this mean for you and your program to get back to the tournament? Obviously, that's one of the goals everybody has. It's been a while. You've been close. You've been on the wrong end of some tiebreakers here in the last couple of years. But to finally kind of get back over that hump and get back to the conference tournament, it's got to be so big for this program.
Yeah, you know, it's really everything to the kids right now, because they haven't been able to play in a postseason, you know, for a couple of years. It's like you said, you know, in the past we've had kind of some unlucky things, just like this being a little bit unlucky. You don't have 17 wins traditionally and end up the 5th seed.
Yeah.
You know, the kids put together such a good conference season, and I'm a little frustrated for them that they ended up where they ended up, because on a normal year, 17 wins puts you in the top 3. You know, just like in the past, there's been, obviously we've been aced out for one of those last spots. Well, this year we have two teams that are going to make it in with an under 500 record, and we've had, you know, 500 yeah. plus in the past and don't make it. It's just kind of crazy, but you know, it's been our focus. It's been, you know, a push for our culture. I'm really happy for the kids that they put together, you know, such a great conference season and a full body of work this year that maybe we haven't been able to do in the past. You know, but again, I think it's everything for our culture and how we kind of attack things moving forward.
And you have a lot of seniors, a veteran-laden squad, and as you said, this will be new in a sense because they haven't been in the tournament for a while, but hopefully that experience is just, it's a lot of softball, a lot of collegiate softball that, well, it just takes maybe a break or two and you guys can get on a roll. You certainly have proven that you can do that and can hang with anybody in this conference.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going toe-to-toe with some of the best teams. We've seen that. We've come up a hit short a couple of times, and sometimes we've come up a hit long, you know, we're coming out on top. So, you know, it's just, it's a matter of putting together a full complete game each and every time you take the field.
Well, it should be interesting. Hopefully we kind of touched before you went on the show today, on Saturday, maybe the pitching wasn't quite the level it had to be for an opponent like that. And then maybe they got it out of their system because, I mean, it's the time of the year. I mean, every pitch matters. I mean, just the intensity is heightened once you get to the postseason, and hopefully they bring their A game. And if they bring their A game, you've proven that can be enough.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? It would be really nice for our offense to maybe carry them for once. So, I mean, the thing is both of them are coming off of shorter stints. You know, Mikey didn't throw the whole first game versus UCO. Haley didn't throw a full complete game off of Newman. So maybe we're coming off a little bit of rest in a sense, and it's a blessing.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, have a great week of practice. Looking forward to the games on Friday, 3 o'clock for game one, around 5 o'clock for game two, and then noon on Saturday, if necessary, for the final game in Claremore as the Tigers take on Rogers State in the opening round of the MIAA tournament. Coach, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you Friday in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.
There you go. That's Adrian Pilkington, head coach of the Tigers. Again, we'll have the series for softball right here on the Tiger Sports Network. Right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some baseball. Jared Goodale joins us. We're live at the Golden Q. It's Tiger Talk here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger, but the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try the Burger of the Month. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily, and there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. College to pros, they have what you want to watch. Gather with friends and enjoy the coldest beers on tap. Oh. Along with many other cold beverages available. The Golden Q, 809 Ash and Hayes. Stop in today. They're open. Know-how. Parts, accessories, cleaners, batteries. The know-how guys at Gibbs Auto Supply and Hayes, your local Napa Auto Parts stores, have it all. Detailing products from cleaners and waxes to brushes and protectants to help keep your vehicle looking new. Batteries for the boat, for the lawn and garden items, and for the ATV. Keeping you running, keeping it clean. From oils and parts to filters and tools. Gibbs Auto Supply, your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Hayes, has it. Napa know-how.
All right, for the month of May in the taco shop, I've got a lot to go over, including the taco burger on special for $2.19, Sanchez for $3.39, and the chicken enchilada supreme is $4.59. On top of that, you can still order through the app with contactless delivery. Call ahead and pick it up or stop in at the taco shop and enjoy your food there. Plus, they want me to throw in that the taco shop is hiring. You can go to tacoshop.net, fill out an entry form, and they are starting at $10 an hour. That's a lot to...
You never had it so good.
Spring planting season is coming, and April is safe digging month. Before you dig for any reason to put in fence posts or even plant a tree, call 811 first to find out if there are underground utilities below. By calling 811 2 days before you need to dig, you help avoid damaging buried utilities. Best of all, 811 is a free service. Be safe and call 811 first. A safety message from Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Back on Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q in Hayes. Gerard Welbrock joined now by baseball coach Jared Goodale. The Tigers, a tough weekend this weekend in Emporia, losing 3 to the Hornets, 4-1, 13-3, and 13-3. Still guess if you look at the standings mathematically alive, it's going to take a lot of help and a good weekend this weekend. But just a tough weekend for you guys. Didn't play particularly well, and you've been playing some really good baseball. Even the losses to Washburn, good games. You certainly had great chances in those, had been playing well, but just unfortunately couldn't keep that momentum going in what was really obviously a crucial series for you guys this past weekend.
Yeah, very, very frustrating. I think that was probably our worst we played all year, maybe from an offensive standpoint. And we got some good contributions from a few guys, and they basically a few guys carried or accounted for all our load offensively. And so, Friday kind of, it started off bad, but we did get a good pitching performance out of Jake Campbell. He threw the ball really well, and we just couldn't do anything offensively. And, losing our leadoff guy, losing Andron, we just try to bump everybody up one, and there was just no, we couldn't ever get anything going offensively, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, everybody deals with injuries, or you have to make lineup changes and you shuffle the lineup a little bit, but it seems like when it comes from near the top, especially your leadoff guy, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, that's a kind of a unique breed of hitter, your leadoff guy, and you take him out, it just, it's hard to, I mean, you can plug in a five-hole hitter maybe or a six-hole hitter and tweak it. It doesn't affect, but you take the leadoff guy out, it really changes a lot of things, and you can kind of tell this weekend.
Yeah, just adjusting. You know, thinking be able to slide guys up one, but he brings some dynamic to our offense as far as, you know, being our top base stealer and can really run and short game he's good at, and then just even from a defensive standpoint or just kind of getting into, again, when you're playing well, the way to keep really going, obviously, is on the mound. But, you know, from a position player standpoint, you know, when you have some similarity in there, it helps. And so we didn't do a good job adjusting to that. And they're a good team like everybody else. And, you know, they pitched it pretty well. But I think a lot of it was us not adjusting to it or picking up the slack or, pretty bizarre.
Injured and got poked in the eye, you know, baseball players have played hacky sack forever. I mean, it's just kind of a thing you do before games and just kind of a freak deal, gets poked in the eye and unable to go. And obviously you hope for he gets back soon and could go this weekend. That's up in the air. But just, I guess, when you look at how this year has gone, there's been just a lot of weird stuff. Why not? Why not? I mean, it's kind of par for the course, unfortunately, for you guys this season.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I think we were down to maybe 13 healthy position players, and two of those were not healthy, partially healthy. So, we didn't have a lot of options to make, like I said, you lose certain spots. It can be hard to overcome, but we still got to do a better job in that. And I know it was kind of a sudden thing, but I don't know if the pressure of the weekend contributed to that too. And but it is very disappointing to, feel like we probably got our worst performance as a whole when we needed it the most.
Yeah, held to three hits in that game, three singles. But as you mentioned, great, good bounce back from Jake Campbell. Three earned runs, seven hits, I think seven and a third, four strikeouts, only one walk. And with a young pitcher, I mean, how do they respond to adversity? He kind of struggled his last time out, and good to see him bounce back with a solid performance. Certainly pitched well enough to give you guys a chance to win that game.
Oh, for sure. And then I think a couple of those runs were early, and they were just kind of some baseball happened. There was a I think the first inning he hits a guy 0-2 on the leadoff guy, and then he gets the second, and they just kind of manufactured one, and then I think they got a kind of a two out bleeder, that one that fell in to get it to two. But he pitched really, really well, I would say normally if he pitches like that, I would take our chances every weekend on that, of being able to win that game, and as many zeros as he threw up. And he was tough. He really was.
Game one on Saturday, game one of the doubleheader, fell behind early in the bottom. But first, we came back, took a 3-2 lead in the top of the fourth inning, And it would stay that way. They get a couple in the fifth, took a 4-3 lead, two more in the sixth, and then it just kind of fell apart in the late innings, kind of a similar feel to some of the games you've had earlier right there, and then it just kind of got away late.
Yeah, exactly right. That it felt like that's happened two or three times this year where you're, you know, in a back and forth game and we're feeling like you're down a run or two, and then all of a sudden game's over. You got run ruled. Like if you had to make a move to the bullpen, and again, those big innings just killed us. But the way we were swinging the bat and the way we didn't deserve to win. You know, the long haul. Baseball's more than just three inning segments, and we were good for those first three innings, maybe in the doubleheader, but not for the long haul.
Patty Walsh gave up a couple in the first, and he kind of bounced back and settled in, gave you a chance, but kind of a rough day for the bullpen after him.
Yeah, you know, on positive, it was good to see Cole Zimmerman threw the ball really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, he threw up a couple zeros and, well, actually stranded. I think he had came in first to third and nobody outs and ended up not letting that run score. And then I think he threw a zero the next inning. And he hadn't been on the mound for quite a while. So that was really good to see him to get back out there and have some success. And Jacob Innes threw the ball well again this weekend. He just didn't. It didn't have any save opportunities.
Yeah, you mentioned Cole, three really good innings of relief in game two. And Hunter has pitched so well for you. But, again, kind of the trials of a young pitcher. I mean, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. That obviously was kind of a downer for him. He's certainly shown what he's capable of, and just all kind of part of the process of transitioning to collegiate baseball.
Yeah, you know, he I thought he kind of got out of it at the first and was going to settle in, and just, again, things weren't going, little things here and there weren't going his way. And then they snowballed in a hurry. And we've seen a little bit of that from him in the past but we thought we were kind of over that point. And I think he handled it a little bit better than he had in the past too, but still not as good as, what he could have. And again, the game's different when things aren't going your way. I mean, it can be easy when everything's going your way and you're getting all the bounces and the calls and just the way things work out. But, you know, the true testament of a good ball player is consistency and then how you react and how you do when things aren't going your way.
Well, the Tigers will have their final home weekend of the regular season. The Newman Jets come to town, 6 o'clock Friday night, 1 o'clock doubleheader on Saturday. We'll talk about them and kind of look ahead for 4 Days State Baseball with Jared Goodale. This is our last Tiger Talk of the season, our last chance to talk with Coach here on this format. And we'll remind you, we're live at the Golden Q, where they have 35 TVs, so never miss a moment of the big game. That's why they say if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. We'll take our final break and wrap it up with the coach after this timeout here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger, but the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try the Burger of the Month. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily, and there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. College to pros, they have what you want to watch. Gather with friends and enjoy the coldest beers on tap. Along with many other cold beverages available. The Golden Q, 809 Ash and Hayes. Stop in today. They're open.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Spring planting season is coming, and April is Safe Digging Month. Before you dig for any reason to put in fence posts or even plant a tree, call 811 first to find out if there are underground utilities below. By calling 811 2 days before you need to dig, you help avoid damaging buried utilities. Best of all, 811 is a free service. Be safe and call 811 first. A safety message from Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
At Movember, we're more than a month. To us, every day of the year is a chance to do more. To see less preventative cancers, less male suicide, help more men live happier, healthier, longer lives. We need your support. Give monthly at Movember.com.
And welcome back to Tiger Talk, our final segment of the season. Hard to believe it, but we certainly want to again thank the Golden Q for hosting us this year on what has been anything but a normal year. And just a basketball, baseball, softball edition, but no football this fall. And coaches joining us remotely, but we certainly appreciate it and hope you've enjoyed Tiger Talk here, and looking forward to the startup this fall and hopefully a normal type program. And Fort A State going to wrap up their regular season at home this weekend, taking on Newman, 6 o'clock on Friday. There'll be some concession stand specials for that one, and then a 1 o'clock doubleheader on Saturday. As we mentioned, mathematically still in the hunt. It's going to take a lot of things to go your way, but I'm sure bottom line, just looking to come out there, play some good baseball, and if this is indeed is the end of the regular season for you, to close it out on a good note, I think that'd be important for your guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've dealt the hand we've got, and now we got to find a way to play it. We still got to take care of business on our end, and you know, that starts with a sweep of Newman. That's our only shot. So you know, hopefully the guys can put this weekend behind us and get back to playing good baseball.
You know, the Jets have struggled a bit this year as well, but have also proved, like everybody, I mean, you guys are in that same boat. You look at your record and it doesn't look great, but you've proven you can play some good baseball. When you do, you're a pretty good team, and they're kind of in that same situation.
Yeah, I think that they've only been swept a couple times, and they've won a game in a lot of the series, you know, they play teams pretty close. They always seem to have that one close game a weekend, they've swung the bats pretty well throughout the year. So it'll be everybody's good this year. It really is. You know, it just kind of depends on how your team's trending up or down on the weekend, and then, you know, health wise. But yeah, there'll be a tough test. So, you know, I think hopefully our guys are excited to put this weekend behind us and get that taste out of their mouth and get back to playing good baseball.
And, you know, final chance to play at home. And you kind of forget, you've got a pretty young team. I mean, there's four seniors on the roster and a lot of experience gained this year. And for those guys, last chance to play at home. But a young team that's still kind of learning to play together and learning college baseball and all those things that go with it. And another opportunity for them to do that here this weekend. But I think it's still important to build that momentum with so many kids coming back next year.
For sure. And then, you know, the few seniors we have, it's, you know, you always never can really know what to expect on senior day, good or bad, actually, you know, when you're the home team. I've seen it kind of both ways, but it's always entertaining, it seems like. You know, hopefully we're giving our best effort to send those seniors out the right way. It's usually a pretty special time. Like I said, I'm excited for it. I'm excited, hopefully, to get that taste out of your mouth from this last weekend play some good baseball.
And those seniors have been through a lot. When you look at, you know, what happened last year, the season kind of taken away from them, and just everything that they've gone through throughout their careers, it'd be nice for them to go out on a good positive note.
For sure, you know, and I think back to, you know, a lot of younger guys, and you know, on a positive note, it was good to get through the whole league this year and kind of get to see, you know, what the league's about and everybody's kind of MO and what each program's about. And, you know, that does prove, give you a lot of value moving forward, but you still got to win games you know, hopefully we can get back to winning ways this weekend.
Well, and don't have a lot of time left, but you look at the league, there was a lot of veteran senior laden teams that now are going to graduate a lot. Now some of them are, you know, play well every year, but when you couple your youth, I mean, there's, got a good feeling you guys can make a good positive move forward going into next season with just what is lost and everything you have back.
For sure, you know, and I said that going into this year that, you know, I think a lot of teams, you know, that had a lot more, that were more senior heavy, that, you know, they were going to see the benefit of that extra year this year, where for us, I think we'll see more of a benefit next year. And, you know, with those guys back and then having a year to be in the league and kind of get the, you know, make a run through everybody and not just see a couple teams like we did last year. So I think, you know, that'll be valuable for us moving forward.
All right. Sounds good. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Go get them this weekend. Hopefully, who knows, crazier things have happened, but I guess first things first, try to go out and get three against Newman. We appreciate your time this season.
Thank you, Gerard.
That's Jared Gadeo, coach of the Tigers. Again, they'll wrap up their slate at home this weekend, 6 o'clock Friday, and then a 1 o'clock doubleheader on Saturday for Senior Day for the Tigers and the Newman Jets. It's going to wrap it up for Tiger Talk. Certainly hope you've enjoyed it throughout the year. It's been brought to you by the Taco Shop. You've never had it so good. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, banking one story at a time. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks in downtown Hayes. And, of course, the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus, the Golden Q. If the game's on, they're open. For Coach Adrian Pilkington and Jared Gadeo, this is Gerard Welbrock. So long, everyone.